This is our purpose in all things that we do, to glorify God. Those who preach must preach God's message because it is His. It is His mind. It is His words. The infallible Word of God. Absolute, truly trustworthy, unfailing in its effectiveness. The Word of God must be spoken exactly as it has been given. A phrase you don't hear much anymore, but you heard many times, and many of you have heard, Brother Holcomb, Brother Willis, and Brother Tay Gardner, and many others heard, give me book, chapter, and verse. You don't get that a lot anymore. You don't hear that phrase much anymore. If we don't speak it exactly how God has given it, then we can in no way glorify God. If we don't speak it exactly as God has given it, then it's not God's message. We are taking God's message and making it something that we want it to say. To be men pleasers. It is infallible because it is perfect. It is complete. And it has not changed and it will not change as men's books do. Lastly for tonight, the scriptures there are said there in verse 16 are profitable for righteousness, for instruction in righteousness. We could say it this way, that we say that the scriptures are for policing. They're there looking over our shoulders to commend us or condemn us in that which is right and that which is wrong. The scriptures are there to guide us, to keep us on that straight and narrow path. Jesus talks about that straight and narrow path and that broad way which leads to destruction. He says, many are there that follow after that way which leads to destruction, but few. And the more and more I think about that passage where he talks about the few, he's referring to Christians. Few. Are there they that follow it? The perfect will of God. It does no good for you to just hear it. You must act upon it in obedience to it. But you must continue in it. You must continue working. You must continue acting. James chapter 1. Beginning in verse 22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding your own selves. If we think we can just be a hearer of the word and expect to get to heaven, we're deluding ourselves, we're deceiving ourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth away, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But he that looketh into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and so continueth, being not a hearer that forgetteth, but a doer that worketh, this man shall be blessed in his doing. This is your mirror. This is the mirror that you look into and see what you need to do. How, what kind of person you should be. How we should conduct our lives. And we look into it constantly to examine our life to see if we are in harmony with the scriptures. And don't forget when you walk away what manner of man you are. A child of God. Don't forget. Otherwise we're just a hearer. Jesus says there are many that hear. The Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 23. There are many that hear. There are many that say, many will prophesy and do all these things. Lord, we did these in your name. But those awful words, by the authority of Jesus Christ, do the things which they do. The awful words are going to be here to them. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, Jesus says, why call you me Lord, Lord, and what? Do not the things that I say. Hearing the word of God is not all that we have to do. We must act upon it. We must do it. Do what was commanded by Jesus. The scriptures are powerful, are profitable. The question I will pose to you tonight in closing, how much do you profit from them? I read my Bible. Good for you, good. Do you study your Bible? There's a difference, big difference there. Do you study the Word of God? Do you read it? Do you hear it? Do you obey it? How much have you profited from the Scriptures in your life? If you have not been obedient to them, why not be obedient to tonight? 1 Peter chapter 2, it has that power. Seeing you have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth. That's the power that the gospel has.